Learn programming today, because after generative art comes your generative software. It seems really cute that you can generate some cats and sell them on iPhone cases, though your commission is like $5 per sale. But this is a very important workflow for what is coming next. Just like you can say, create a cute work of art, you can now say, create a small program that does this or that. You have to learn programming so that you know how to speak to the AI to have it write your programs for you. A custom program, well written by AI, with full test coverage, will make you more than just $5. I expect you can make $29 per month per every one of your pro users, and that's just with one program. So here, you go from passive income that involves selling cat art to a business empire. If you have trouble imagining what program to write, have the AI generate a clone of the website that is selling your art. Create a back-end where print shops all around the world can register and bid on whatever needs to be printed and shipped for the day. Your creators will sign up, upload their AI-generated artwork, select a product to print it on, and make it available for purchase. And then, with some advertising, your end users will pay for a product, and the money will be split three ways. The printer gets paid for printing and possibly shipping. The creator gets paid for artwork and configuration and imagination. And you get paid for making it all happen. AI today is still primitive. It is small in its head. But I had it translate the first page of Neuromancer into Inform 7 text adventure. I had it write a multi-user adventure dungeon as a telnet server. And I had it write an HTTP server in Bash. And it only fell to pieces when I asked it to write a tiny clone of the VI code editor. There was a communication gap. But it came very close. It showed affinity for the predecessor of VI. It may not actually be wise to wait for a better AI, as visual programming user interfaces demand tiny programs anyways. The style of programming the VPLs call for is called functional programming. It means it is all just webs of tiny functions. Raw data in, processed data out, and then it is passed along to another function that forks it or enriches it somehow. It perceives the enriched output of the previous function as raw input to perform its task. The AI can already do that today. And it just so happens that visual programming languages are a very responsible way to write large programs, because you can see the wires that connect all the different functions. You can follow a program flow by just looking at boxes connected with lines. It's very easy to read, and it's already visualized for you. It is wonderful that today you can witness artificial intelligence generate art that you can then apply to a phone case or a kitchen magnet and sell for a few dollars. Because that shows you, by subtle analogy, how tomorrow You can engineer and sell custom software.